Damn it. He better fucking be in there. I swear to God, if I packed up all my shit and walked all the way here just for him to not be here, I'm gonna fucking... Oh. Hey. I guess. Yeah, yeah, nice to see you. Whatever. Move aside, please. I have a ton of shit to bring in. Okay. That's bag one of three. Can you give me a hand here and not just stand there like an idiot? Thank you. Go get the green bag. Hold it by both handles. Jesus. What a fucking headache. Hey, you got any juice or something in here? I'm thirsty as fuck. What? I asked if you had any juice or, I don't know, soda or something? Help? Oh, for fuck's sake, God damn it, that fucking boy. Coming! Are you serious? Look at you. You can't even lift that bag an inch off the ground. Oh, no, no. You can definitely do it. Come on. Try again. Pull harder. Come on, boy. Oh. Oh. All right, I'll help. Jesus, no need to bark at me, little puppy. Look. I'll even take both. Come on, before I slam the door on you. Okay now. Do you have something for me to drink? No? Are you serious? Can you do anything right? Yeah, 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 you're sorry, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, I'll just have some water. Why did it have to be you? Of all the fucking people in the entire school, why did it have to be me who loses so hard like this? I would have taken anyone, literally anyone else. But no, I'm sure the tall tomboy volleyball player would definitely get along with the little twinkie boy. They're practically made for each other, right? Ugh, this whole fucking couples making program is such a fucking waste of time. I could be out on the sand with my girls kicking ass right now, but instead I've got to hang out with you in order to... evaluate marital compatibility and develop important skills as a spouse. Or whatever dumb shit they say to get government funding for this bullshit. Ugh, this is so stupid. Hey, don't even open your mouth to say sorry. You're not squeezing 1 ounce of pity out of me, you understand? As far as I'm concerned, I only need to see you a few more days before I submit my form to have you switched out. Hopefully, the universe will be a little more reasonable when that happens. Or maybe, maybe they'll finally fucking realise that I don't need a husband. Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, like that's ever gonna happen. It'll be a cold fucking day in hell. That's what everyone says. What do you mean? That they're going to submit a form to switch. Yeah, I know. Like, everybody in the school knows. Have you, like, not heard the kind of shit people say about you in the hallways? Because I have. You really want to know? Yeah, that's what I thought. Better for you not to hear. Well, this is some romantic bonding we're having right now. I'm not putting in any effort. I'm sorry. Are you implying that this might work out if I did? Because if so, you're dead wrong. Look, let me make myself perfectly clear. I want absolutely nothing to do with you. Nothing. We're not hanging out anywhere outside of this room. You're not going to act like we're lovers. You're not going to act like we're friends. You're not even going to act like we know each other. Hell, you're not even going to so much as look in my general direction. Oh yeah, and you're sleeping on the floor, by the way. No fucking way am I sharing the bed with you. Or the bathroom. You better pack your shit and head down to the boys' locker room. That's where you're going to be showering from now on. Look, just keep your shit away from mine, okay? And stay the hell away from my shit. Because if I see you digging around in my dirty clothes or some pervy shit like that, I am beating your ass, okay? Yeah, yeah, that's what they all say. I stopped trusting guys saying they're not like that after I found the first guy I was paired with jerking off with his face buried in my panties on the toilet. I'm not taking any fucking chances, especially not with a loser like you. You'd probably drink my bathwater if you had the chance. All right, now that we've laid out our ground rules, I'm going to relax. And you're going to go get me something to drink from the vending machine downstairs. You heard me. Go fetch me something to drink, puppy. Chop chop. I'm thirsty from carrying those bags that you couldn't lift with your weak ass arms. Excuse me. Is that any way to treat your possible future wife? Wasn't it you who was trying to say we should at least give this a shot? I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. So come on. A good house husband takes care of his wife's needs. And right now, my needs are, one, for you to go get me something to drink, and two, for you to just shut the fuck up and do as I say. Now, is that going to be a problem? Because if it is, this is going to be a hell of a few days for you. I'll make you so miserable that you'll be the one to submit the switch out form first. But it'd be fun for me at least, tormenting you like this. Man, it's so fucking fun. You better move your ass, puppy, because I'm starting to enjoy that scared look on your face a little bit too much. Yeah, that's what I thought. Scram! Hey, and get me zero sugar. I need to stay fit. Oh, thank God you're back. Did you get the stuff? Ugh. Good. I'm hungry as a fucking bear right now. Hand me my food. Damn, I feel like I could eat 10 of these right now. That match with City College this morning really fucked me up. Dude, is this fucking mayo? I told you to ask for no mayo. No, 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 no. I'm so fucking tired of you just saying sorry. If I want to eat this now, I have to mutilate this sandwich like a fucking sandwich surgeon just to get inside of it and scrape the mayo off the bread. Do you know how much of a pain in the ass that's going to be? Oh my God, shut the fuck up. No, I don't want to hear your fucking excuses. I gave you one simple task to follow. Go to the cafe and order me a sandwich. Everything on it with no mayo. And you can't even do that. That! I mean, geez, no wonder nobody wanted you as a future husband. How the fuck do you think you're going to take care of someone else if you can't even do anything right yourself? This is just fucking great. Hey, wait. Does your sandwich have any mayo on it? Cool. It's mine now. Give it to me. No. It's not yours. It's mine now. You can have the other one. You ordered it, after all. I don't give a fuck that you don't like mayo. I don't either. That didn't stop you from ordering it. You want it off? Take it off yourself, bitch. Oh, yeah. And I'm taking your chips, too. Oh, come on. You don't need them. Your skinny ass will probably be full after a few bites of that sandwich. Jesus. I didn't know there was a storm coming today, did you? Yeah, it was all sunny out on the beach this morning. Ah, shit. I was going to go to the carnival with my girls this afternoon. No way it's going to be open in this weather. And that means... that I'm stuck here with you. In here. Are you fucking kidding me? This is the worst fucking day ever, I swear to God. Oh, just leave me alone. I'm pissed off right now and you don't want to add to it, trust me. Just leave me alone. Go do whatever you do in your little space. I don't even want to know. I guess I can play some games to pass the time. Hmm? You want to play with me? I mean, are you any good? Is that what you do in your spare time? I wouldn't peg you as the gaming type, honestly. What? Wait. You knit in your free time. Like the thing with yarn and sticks and stuff. You're joking, right? Like, you're just covering for something more embarrassing, but you couldn't think of anything, so you just said knitting, right? Oh my God, you're serious? I actually can't believe that. You, a boy, knitting. Oh God, you really are a sissy. I'm more of a man than you, for fuck's sake. Of course you would do some boring shit like that. Alright, fine. You can game with me. But you better keep up with me. It's not fun when my opponent can't fight back. I like to watch them struggle, at least. Alright. Here. Take this controller. Do you know the controls? God, you are so fucking useless. Okay, look. You use this joystick to move and this one to look around. Press here to jump, here to attack, here to... Come on, sissy, don't just button mash. Put up a damn fight. This is going to be like, what? Your 20th loss? Oh God, this is no fucking fun. I'd rather watch paint dry. What? No, I am not explaining the controls to you again. Are you serious? You already forgot them. Isn't that why Stephanie requested to leave you? What was it she said on the form? Literally completely unable to function like a proper human being. That's so funny. She said that you offered to cook dinner every night, but you burned it every time. Oh, yeah. And that when the shower broke, you fixed it, but it wouldn't put out hot water anymore. Oh, yeah. And then when you were with Caitlin, I heard that you accidentally wore her pants because they fit you perfectly. That was hilarious. I'm just imagining you walking around in a girl's skinny jeans without even noticing that they're hers. You know, I think she probably put those out as bait, just so she'd have an excuse to get away from you sooner. I wouldn't blame her. Uh-oh. And then there was that one time with Lauren where you somehow lost all of the keys to the room. So she was locked out when she was supposed to attend a virtual meeting. So she had to do it on her phone in the hallway. Oh, no wonder you have this reputation. It's like you're cursed with bad luck or something. Oh, yeah. And then there was her... your childhood friend. The one person in the entire school who can actually stand you. That, now I have no idea how you managed to blow that one. I mean, I don't think she likes you like that, but she could at least stand to spend a couple of months in a room with you, right? Oh, wait. I know why she asked to switch out. She had a crush on that guy, the one from the football team. Yeah, she was like infatuated with him. I bet that's why she switched out. She wanted a whole room to herself with him, not you. Oh, come on, it's a little bit funny. Chill out. He got rejected, so what? It happens to people. You what? You heard them fucking when you went back to the room to get your stuff. Well, damn, dude. That must have been pretty rough. Hearing your childhood crush getting dicked down by another dude while you just stand there like a... Ow! Hey, what the fuck? Don't just throw the fucking controller at my head. Dude, calm the fuck down. I wasn't trying to rile you. Okay, maybe I was, kind of. But still, ow, that fucking hurt. Ah, god damn it, am I bleeding? Shit, my head. Go make me an ice pack or something. Hurry up, you... Hey. Are you crying? Shit, dude. I'm sorry. Look, I was just poking some fun at you. I didn't want to make you cry. So, stop. Please. Hey, where are you going? Hey, you can't leave. There's a storm. Hey! Fuck. I really overdid it this time. Looks like he finally snapped. He doesn't even have a car. Where the fuck's he gonna go? Oh, I can't just leave him out there. I gotta clean this shit up. Okay, keys. Where did I tell him to put them again? Okay, I'm really getting worried now. I've checked everywhere on campus, but nobody's seen him, which means he could literally be anywhere. Where do I even start? Should I just give up and wait for him to come back? He has to eventually, right? No, but I don't have the time for that. It's fucking pouring out here. Oh, he could catch a cold or something. Oh, I need to find him as quickly as possible. sides. He may be kind of soft, but he's stubborn. I mean, he could have just given up the marital compatibility program after he got rejected all this time. Especially after that thing with his friend. It wouldn't have been easy. Getting out of the school-mandated program like that would be like escaping some kind of bureaucracy hell. But honestly, that's what I would have done. I don't know how I would even love or trust anyone again after that. He must have been absolutely heartbroken. But he's still trying. He's actually really tough. Not tough like me, but... he has a strong spirit. I don't even really think I could say the same about myself. Or any of my girls, for that matter. It's just a shame that he always gets so overlooked. He deserves better. Oh my God. Is that him? Of course he would be sitting at a bus stop. The idiot probably thinks he can just run away and never come back. Does he even have money on him? Hey, dude, get in. We're going home. Oh, don't give me that shit. You know you're fucking freezing out here. You left without even grabbing a jacket and you're soaking wet. Look, I bought a towel. And this. A thermos with some hot tea. Come on, get in. We'll go back and you can take a hot shower and... and I'll make us some food. Yeah, I know I can't cook. I meant in the microwave, dickhead. Just get in, okay? God damn it, just get in the fucking... fuck! Okay, I'm opening it. Jeez. Is that really all it took to convince you? Scaredy cat sitting on the doormat. Here, wrap yourself up in this. The heat's on. Just drink your tea and relax. You're safe now. There. Better? Good. What a fucking day. All right, let's get you home. Well, are you gonna say something? I don't know, you're just so quiet. I mean, you're always pretty quiet, but just calm quiet. Right now, you're calm like a teapot before it starts venting steam. Like you're calm on the outside, but I can tell you're not calm on the inside. Thanks to me. Oh, pish, that's... All right, you're right. You're allowed to feel that way. Look, I am actually genuinely sorry, okay? I shouldn't have said all of that. I realise now how painful that experience must have been, and, well, I know the whole best friend thing is still kind of a fresh wound, so I shouldn't have said anything about that, especially. I went too far. Way too far. And I'm sorry. I hope you can tolerate me a little longer. I'm just naturally kind of an abrasive person, but I have emotions and feelings and all that other gross mushy stuff, just like you do. So what I'm trying to say is I'm not perfect. And I know that apologies aren't worth much, so I'll try to do better for you. It's really the least I can do, okay? Okay, good. Let's make these next one and a bit months worthwhile at least, okay? You what? Whoa. Okay, we're pulling over to talk about this. No, shut up. I'm talking first. You already submitted the form for a switch out. Why? You thought I wanted to? Why would you assume something like that? Well, okay, yeah, I kind of said it, but I was just saying it to make a point. I wasn't serious. There's a difference, you know. God damn it. Yes, I know everyone before has wanted to switch out too, but... I know. Yeah. I know. I've been really, really fucking mean to you these past few days, but... they've still just been a few days. Do you know what happened to the other guys I've been paired with? I haven't even been able to stand any one of them for more than 24 hours. I always requested a switch almost immediately after I met them. But you... you're different. I mean, of course I'd heard everything about you from everyone else, but... I'm not one to take rumours seriously. People have their rumours about me, you know. I guess it was just me being a dumb, thick-headed fucking tomboy again. What I'm trying to say is, all those things I said, I didn't really mean them. It's just, you know, I kind of have a reputation to uphold, okay? I'm captain of the volleyball team. I'm supposed to be tough as nails. I'm supposed to always be headstrong and confident and not take anyone's bullshit. But fuck. And I get so tired of holding up that mask sometimes. It's like I said. I'm a person too. A dumb, mean, stubborn person. But still a person. I know I shouldn't be ashamed of that, I know. But some part of me is just so scared of what would happen to me. What would happen to my image if it got out? That I love you. Fuck, it feels so good to finally say that. Yes, idiot. I love you. For real. 100% serious. No joke. I love you so much it hurts. The only reason I've held back all this time was, well, I never thought you'd like me back. On top of the whole, you know, tsundere emotional fortress thing. I mean, I thought I stood no chance against your best friend. I'm tough and aggressive and brash. And she's so sweet and kind and girly. I thought that was your type. But after I heard what happened with her, God, I wanted to slap that bitch right across her perfect doll face. How could she turn down a chance with you? The most amazing boy in the world. Maybe it was a good thing, though. Because now I have you. And you have me. I need you now, right fucking now. Come here. Get on my lap. Yes, we're doing this in the car. Don't worry, it's raining. Nobody's out. Just shut up and kiss me, you dog. You like that, sweetie? You like my kisses? Oi. Oh god, you're so fucking cute. I just want to eat you up. Come here, I'm not done. Yeah, you like that? My hand between your legs, rubbing your little bulge, huh? Feels good, doesn't it? You little perv, getting hard just from making out with me. It was that tongue action, wasn't it? I know you love it. Hold on a sec. Okay. Car seat down. Now I can lie down. Keep your eyes on me, cutie. I'm gonna take my tank top off, okay? Don't you dare look away. That's better. You like what you see, baby? I may be fit, but I've still got plenty of curves for you. All the boys go crazy when they see me in a sports bra like this one. And it looks like you're no exception. Do you want to feel them a little? Go ahead. Don't be shy. Yeah, that's it. Play with my tits, baby. Yeah, it feels good. So fucking good. I'm very sensitive there. And your hands are, oh yes, just so perfect. Okay, that's enough. I can tell you're getting desperate for some pleasure of your own now. Get your cock out, baby. I'm gonna make it feel really good. Jeez, slow down a bit. I'm not leaving or anything. Oh my. Look at that thing. Oh no. It's perfect, baby. Absolutely perfect. What a cute little cock for a cute little boy. Oh, really? Don't worry about the size, okay? I love it just the way it is. Actually, it could be better. If it was between my tits, I mean. Hey. You got a bit quiet all of a sudden. What? Is that not what you want? Oh. Oh, that is what you want. Okay. All right, then. Here. I'll just use my spit on my hand. to get it nice and slippery for you, so you can slide it right under my bra and between my big soft tits. Yeah, right there. That's it. That's all. Oh, I can barely see the tip poking out. Oh, you're so fucking cute. Come on then. Start moving your hips a little. Fuck my tits, baby. That feels good, doesn't it? That silky smooth skin on your aching little cock. My tits squeezed together so tight from my sports bra. You can even feel a bit of the fabric rubbing against the top of your cock when you thrust, can't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, those moans. Oh, yes, baby. So girly and adorable. Fuck. Oh, and your face. Oh, my God, you're so cute. There. Just to make sure you aren't getting any friction down there. I want my boy to feel good. Hey. Hey, are you about to come? You are? Okay, stop. Hey, don't whine. You'll get your orgasm, baby. I promise. I just don't want to spoil it for you is all, okay? Because I have another fun idea. Hold on. Let me just get these things off. There they are. Get what off? My panties, silly boy. Oh. What? Flustered? Does it turn you on, knowing my naked pussy is just behind you, huh? Eyes over there. That's for later, okay? For now, I just want to tease you a little bit more. And these panties are going to help me with that. Now, take your cock out from my tits. Good boy. Now, I'm just going to bunch these panties into a little ball. And start stroking your cock a little with them. That feels good too, doesn't it? Yeah, I can tell. By your cute little whimpers. So delicious. Look at your little cockhead poking out every time I stroke. Maybe I should lick it a little. You like that, sweetie? You know, I've had these panties on all day long. I slept with them on. I wore them on my morning jog. And then to weightlifting. And then to volleyball practice. Oh. Did I just feel you twitch in there? Did that turn you on, huh? Imagining where these panties have been. And how they're now on your cock. The soft, silky fabric. Making you feel so good. You naughty, naughty boy. And here I was thinking you were all innocent. I guess you really can't judge a book by its... Oh my! Oh fuck! Oh baby! Did you just come in my panties? Oh no, no, no. It's okay, baby. It's okay. I know. I really got you going with all the teasing. Don't worry. It's just... Well, I hope you aren't completely tuckered out after that. Because I still want more of you. I love you so much. I just want you to let me take you right here. Will you let me do that, baby? Hey, hey, it's okay. It's my first time too. I've been saving myself for you. So, we'll be sharing them together. It's what I've always wanted. Come on, scoot down a bit. Get your lovely cock lined up with my pussy, okay? Yeah, there you go. Oh! It looks like your head doesn't quite reach up to mine. So cute! Well, I assume you don't mind your face being between my tits, do you? Didn't think so. Okay, come on. Don't make me wait any longer. Stick it in. Oh. Baby. Oh yes. Oh yes. That's it. Oh yes. Slide it all the way. Give me everything. Oh. Oh. Okay now. Okay now. Start. Start thrusting. Slowly at first, if you need to. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, just like that. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, yes. Such a precious boy. My boy. The best boy in the world. The best boy I could ever ask for. That feels so good. Yes. 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 I'm so sorry for how I've treated you all this time. I'll make you happy from now on, okay? I'll protect you. I'll fight for you. Oh, the whole world be damned. I'll make sure you never, ever have to frown or cry or be scared or angry or lonely ever again. I promise. Do you hear me, baby? Oh, that's how much I love you. Oh, I love you so, so, so much. What? What? You love me too? Oh, Oh, darling, it feels so good to finally hear you say that. That's all I've ever wanted to hear from you. All I've been dreaming of ever since I fell for you. And now that I've heard it, now that I have you, I'm never, ever, ever, ever letting you go. Never, 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 never. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. Yes, yes, yes. Now come for me. Come for me. Give your virginity to me, and I'll give mine to you, and we'll be together forever. Yes, yes, yes. Please, baby boy, please. Please come for me. Come inside me. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, good boy. Oh, yes. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, yes. Shh. No need to speak. I know you're spent. Just snuggle into me, okay? Yeah, like that. We can rest here until the storm lets up. Don't you worry about a thing, my little prince. I'm right here.
No music, no confetti. Crowds don't cheer and bells don't ring. But you'll know it, I can guarantee. When the right one comes along. What she's thinking, what you're feeling, you no longer have to guess. All those questions finally put to rest, and the right one comes along.
Shh. You're the right one, baby.